Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. Singer-songwriter Nat Levkoff and producer Rowan McGuire, both from Davis, California, are preparing to release their second album, There You Are, this week, with live shows planned in Davis and Sacramento. Today, we'll dive into their unique approach to making music independently, their experiences performing in intimate living room shows, and what it takes to make a living as a singer-songwriter in 2024. Nat, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having us, Alan.
Rowan, great to meet you.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thank you.
I'd like to start with a question for both of you, starting with Rowan. Where would you say your love of music began?
I've been playing music and in love with music for a really long time, ever since I can remember. I grew up in Davis, and as a kid, I would watch the marching band there. I'm a drummer first before. That was the first thing for me. So kind of just as a kid watching the marching band, I got enamored with the drums. And from there, it's taken me to a lot of places that kind of keeps me coming back to it.
Cool. Now, who were your early influences and how did your journey begin?
A lot of the big bands, Neil Young and like the Beatles and stuff. I just remember being in a lot younger and having my dad show me songs in the car and just being like blown away by how much I could feel from a piece of music, from a song, really. Song is where I like to focus. Continuing to discover music that moved me, songs and lyrics that made me feel and like helped me figure my things out.
Well, you mentioned Neil Young, whose music deals with themes of freedom and sometimes restlessness and like open landscapes. And you recently said in an interview that you went hitchhiking from Washington to the Bay Area.
Yeah.
You were in college, right?
Yeah, that was about 10 years ago. I'm pretty good at hitting the road. I just put my thumb out for about a month from the Olympic Peninsula up in Washington down the whole coast to San Rafael.
So I'm curious, did your parents encourage you to kind of capture that spirit of self-discovery? You say you're listening to tapes of Neil Young in the car. And I mean, a lot of parents might object to their college kid, hitchhiking, taking like all these rides across the coast. What was that like? What was their encouragement of that?
Yeah, my mom would, she doesn't want me getting on the radio and saying that she encouraged me to hitchhike. but no, they were super supportive of like following whatever passions I had. And I can't thank them enough for that. So that included hopping on the road and hitchhiking. And now 10 years later at age 30, hopping on the road to drive around the country in my van and play music.
So There You Are is the second album that you've created together. Nat, when did you start your partnership with Rowan?
We were on a roller hockey team growing up. I think we're Team Extreme.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Extreme team. With roller hockey is the best sport out there. We knew about each other when we were like young, but yeah. Like junior high, something like that. Mm-hmm. That was on the rink though. So we started like our music partnership in 2021. Mm-hmm. I had just moved back to Davis to pursue music full time. And part of that was because I had reached out to Rowan. I knew we had played shows together and I knew that he was starting to record. And I was like, hey, if I move back, would you want to make an album with me? And his answer was yes.
And that was your first album?
Yeah, that was the first thing we worked on together as far as recordings go. We'd been in touch just both kind of doing the singer-songwriter thing before that point. And in 2021, yeah, when Nat came back, it started with just like, we kind of got together and started working on a song. And then shortly after that, he was offered the opening slot for the Hobo Johnson and the Lovemakers tour they were doing that year. And so about a week or two after he got there and we started working, he was like, oh, let's get a whole record done before I leave in 2 months. And
yeah.
It was a really, I think, awesome process for us both to go through and really, I think, established a level of trust between us, I think, on how we work together and just being able to get it done and do it quickly and make something we're proud of.
Yeah, we got really close doing like 14-hour days and like me getting on my bike from his house at like 2 a.m. after him listening to me do really cringy vocal takes and just like dissecting art that I was making and that we started making together.
So you're riding bikes to his house like when you were kids.
Yeah.
Was there a sense of like at some point you're like, this is really good. Like we're actually kind of making some magic together.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're here today doing it again, I think, you know.
Nat, you tell the story about deciding to do music full time after writing a song that came to you in a dream.
Yeah, I was, and that's not, yeah. I had a series of dreams in which there was like, I would kind of come lucid in the dream and realize I was dreaming. And it would always happen when there was like a guy in the dream, same guy across a few dreams playing a song. And I'd be like in a bar or something in the dream. And then I would realize like, oh, I'm in a dream. And like, oh, so this music that's happening is in my head. And it kept slipping away, but I finally got one of the songs and like woke up at 4 a.m., recorded it on my phone, went back to bed, woke up at 8 and spent 15 minutes writing a song called Heavy Lifting. And that's when I was just like, okay, I'm getting into my late 20s. I don't want to just do like a career job. The path that I was on, wanted to change it. And just was like, I got to try this or else I'm going to be looking back as an older adult and wishing that I had tried it. Music full-time, that is.
We're going to play some clips of some songs from your new album, starting with the title track, There You Are. Is there anything either of you want to say to kind of set this up for our listeners?
This is my favorite song that I've ever written. I think just as far as lyrically and just like performance-wise, I'm really proud of this one. And it's the title of the album, which is just kind of dedicated to the idea of like wherever you go, there you are. You can try to like numb yourself, run from yourself, distract yourself, but at the end of the day, it's going to be you in your head answering to you and only you.
Okay, let's listen. This is There You Are from Nat Lefkoff and producer Rowan McGuire.
Looking real wild in the light of the moon. Out the window of a hotel room, happening fast, coming too soon, making it last, the weight of you. Swing real low from the edge of stars, burning in your sleep in the back of a car. Stood up to leave from the curb by the bar. There you go, there you are. Feeding on flesh, feeding on blood, feeding cause the feeding might feel like love. Giving and receiving.
There's something kind of haunting about that song from the pauses. And then we just phased out with this progression of the volume. Rowan, can you talk about like how those elements came together in the studio?
Yeah. I mean, I think, and it's kind of core to how Nat and I work together. And, you know, Nat's lyrics and his vocal and the melody that he comes up with, tells such a vivid story in and of itself, that, you know, when it comes time to doing the arrangements and kind of working on the production, I feel like there's something really strong already there for me to respond to, and kind of an emotion that's already being displayed that, you know, I try and support and follow with the instrumentation that goes on there. And the kind of haunting quality of this song, I think, you know, was clear right from the beginning and from how Nat played it when he came in, and kind of using the little introductions of different rhythmic elements and harmonic elements to kind of uplift that into this big kind of cacophony at the end of that verse there. It was kind of core to this like message that it felt pretty clear that Nat was bringing to the table, and that he was, you know, kind of shouting it and that kind of raw emotion. So it was a pretty, I think, natural inclination to build it up right there and create that space for it.
And Nat, I want to kind of understand a little bit more about that emotion and the inspiration for these songs. Is you came off this tour that was like a quarter of a year, and you said that you're playing house parties, which I hope we can get into, and small venues each night. And it's like a new adventure. You're meeting new people every night. But you also have said that part of the inspiration for this album is that you kind of felt like you were running from yourself.
Yeah, I think everybody does. I think that's a human, that's like a That's a human quality that I think maybe everyone does. And for some people, it looks healthier or more constructive than others. But yeah, like even while I was doing what I loved and like what I can, what my full-time job, and having a great time, I definitely had this feeling of getting away from myself, one way or another, like while on a journey like that. And I ran into an old friend who was telling me about her sobriety since the last time I had seen her, which was years ago. And I was, and she said the words like, yeah, it's crazy. Like, you, everywhere you go, there you are. Like, I just go to a party and I'm just right there. And it, that just stuck with me for the remaining 3 months of the tour after I had bumped into her. And, yeah, I think, like that song, you said haunting and like, yeah, I want it to be haunting. I want it to hurt, to hear that, because that's like a, that's a truth. The desire to like escape and not be at the front driver's seat of your mind at all times is something that I think we all feel. And the reality that comes along with that of like, you kind of can't, at the end of the day, like you're not going to be able to do that sustainably or like for very long. But then for that to be a tool for, so people can like look at that themselves.
So unfortunately we have to close, but when and where can people see you live?
We are playing a sold out show at the Oddfellows Hall in Davis. And then we're going to be playing, that's the 14th of September. And on September 21st, we're going to be playing in downtown Sac at the Farm to Fork Festival. But also if you follow like my Instagram page, which is just at Nat Lefkoff, or check out my website under natlefkoff.com. I'm always posting whatever shows I'm doing there.
As we go out, we'll listen to the song Rot from the new album, There You Are. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Thursday. Get tired. I want to kiss the ground and set the world on fire. They walk around with a gratitude. I want to figure it out. I want to have it too. I saw the lines on the picture of myself I drew. They're only lies even if I try to make them true. All the colors in the sky that I did not use. I want to take them all. I want to paint them blue. Sometimes he loves me like an animal, like an afterthought. But the acts of God, it's swinging low, so don't get caught or cut to pieces on the open rock. Could you believe it when you're alone in your thought? Give us a place to roam, give us a place to rot. Self-defense, I know self-control. I wanna lean to the will of a greater soul. I wanna spit it up till the well is full. I'll be taking off the edges till it all goes dull. I need to kill this pain, I need to paint it.